Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Yeah, Ebro in the morning, Lord Steps, Rosenberg, yeah. How was everybody's weekend, Rosenberg? How was your weekend, man?
Uneventful. I mean, I had to do WWE on Saturday. It was at 4 a.m. was the on-air time. Call time 1:30 a.m.
You making? So, they must be paying you good money to get up. What day of the week was this?
On a Saturday.
Woo! Yeah.
So that sort of threw things into a bit of a quagmire for 24 hours.
Threw things into a tizzy.
But I got out of it by about Saturday night, Sunday morning. But other than that, pretty low key weekend.
Yeah, at least you can get out of it. You know what I'm saying? When you got a newborn in the house, you can't get out of it. You still up at 1, at 4, at 6, at 6:15, at 7:10.
Yeah. Everything's blurry, right? You don't know when, what day it is, what time it is.
Yo, man. You just got to keep talking to your partner like, yo, what did we do an hour ago? Wait, what happened? Do you remember? Right. No, I don't remember. Okay, we'll try it again in an hour. See you in a minute.
Yeah.
Laura, how was your weekend?
So, you know, I was dealing with a sick toddler, like anyone who has kids. I was dealing with fevers for a whole week, guys, all last week. So I was, I went to a pediatrician twice trying to figure out what my kid has. I've tested negative for everything, strep, COVID, everything.
She's just a kid y'all been out in these streets around the germs, man.
Yeah. And, you know, parents, like, I know anyone who's a parent could hear me. It's like, yo, your kid has to go to daycare, has to go to school around other kids. And some parents take their kids, sick or not, they're there. You know what I mean?
Yo, fam. Listen, and I get
sometimes some of these kids, bro. When I get to these places, I'm like, this kid is like oozing green snot in front of me, and like visibly.
Why is this child in the public environment?
I know. But look, I try to be, you know, I know some parents don't have a choice sometimes. You know what I mean? But
man, I still, you can still be mad though.
Yeah.
You can still be like, yo, that's why they have sick days.
Yeah, man.
Ugh. Stay your ass home with your kid instead of getting everybody else sick. But how about this? Adults do the same thing. Show up to work sick.
Yeah.
Go to pub. Yo, I got invited actually to a birthday party like 2 weeks ago. And I didn't go because, you know, I was like, the baby's, you know, we're going to have a baby due soon. Let me just stay in the crib. I don't want to, you know. After the party's over, you know, everybody's on the group text. Oh, an amazing party, man. Somebody chimes in like, yo, man, I was so sick, but I had to go show love. No.
What?
No. That's why I didn't go. Because of people like you.
I thought that was going to end after COVID.
No, it didn't.
No.
You know what else didn't end, Rosenberg? People not wearing a mask. Yo, like, we're so stupid. First, you had the people who just refused to wear a mask. So that was just stupid. But then you had people that didn't even learn that, like, yo, I can wear a mask and maybe not get other people sick, like common courtesy.
Right. Like, it'd just be helpful generally if you're
feeling
weather.
I
could
just be generally helpful to people around me that when I think I have a bug or not feeling well, I could throw a mask on. Nah, it's not happening, fam.
No. But anyway,
culturally, that's just not clicking for us in America.
So, real quickly, Kenza was way better by Friday. She was
good.
A kid. Saturday, I took her out to this kid's play place, and it was really cute because I had a lot of parents that are listeners.
So wait, you took your kid to a public place after having all the germs?
She was good. Yeah.
You sure?
She was good.
You sure she wasn't contagious?
Sure. I would not take her out if she wasn't jumping around, running around. Like, trust me when I tell you. I'm like, oh, you good. We back.
We back.
Yeah. So it was just nice to hear some parents and they're there that are listeners and, you know, just showing love.
Nice. Shout out to everybody, man. It's a good time. I'm glad y'all having time outside. I drove my family to pick up food and drove back home. That was my weekend.
Oh, nice.
That was nice. It was like, yo, you know, I put the baby in a car seat in an outfit, drove to a restaurant, picked up food, came right back. Because, you know, we can't take the baby nowhere. I went to a pediatrician appointment.
There you go.
Yeah, it was Liddy, too. Ooh, off the chain at the pediatrician. You guys don't care, do you?
Nope.
I've been there, so I get it.
How about
that
this?
Little moment,
yo,
of getting
big
out
news.
Of the house, it's an event. You're like,
big news. Hold up. Selassie was born 6 pounds, 6 ounces, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the time we left the hospital, she was 5 pounds, 14 ounces. Because, you know, breastfed exclusively. So you're going to drop a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
2 days later, Selassie back, 6 pounds, 5 ounces. Woo!
That is big news.
Big news. Brought the weight back. Got her weight up out here in these streets.
Got her weight up.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? My breast pump assembly cleaning and sterilization game is kind of litty. If y'all want to talk about that today, we can take calls after 8. You think people want to call about breast pumps?
No.
Nah, you don't think that's the hot topic of the day? Yo, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, we'll talk about this LV chargeable breast pump. No?
No.
That's not hot? It's not hot? No? All right. You guys actually sound like Selassie right now. No, let's get to it. The game that lives up to its name. We got Kwameek and Kazina on the line. Kazina and Kwameek. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's y'all breast pump assembly game? Y'all pretty good?
No experience there.
Yo, sir, you got to get your breast pump game up, B. You got to be able to take these things apart, put them back together, collect some milk out here. He's like, nah.
Yeah, everyone kind of having the same reaction here.
No, nobody's into the breast pump talk.
No one wants to talk about it.
Yo, Kazina, you better start studying. You know what I mean? Start reading up on the breast pump.
I have some time.
Who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to its name?
Laura.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Did you guys know that breast milk can stay out for 4 hours? It can stay in the refrigerator for 4 days. And you can freeze it for up to 4 months.
Yes.
Wow, look at you, man.
Yeah, man. Woo. Listen, man, I'm coming off a hot weekend out here. 6 seconds on the clock. Rosenberg with the question. Let's play. Laura, never lose
it.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right, guys. Taraji P. Henson was one of the women of the year.
Laura.
Time.
Correct.
There you go. Makes sense.
88% of people in the world live in which hemisphere? Ebro.
The northern hemisphere.
Correct. Yeah. Whose dog had to go live Ebro. With Lord. Other Ebro?
Joe Biden.
Correct. Okay. What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet? Laura?
You know this, man.
Is it like Omega?
That is correct.
Alpha to the Omega.
Which former host was sadly diagnosed with Ebro?
Wendy Williams.
Correct. Which is the only country with parts in Africa?
Ebro. The only country with parts in Africa.
Three.
Egypt?
Two. That is correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ebro wins.
Whoa.
Wow. Parts of Africa. How did you know it was Egypt?
Well, because it would be the only country that extends into the Middle East also.
Well, Africa and Asia.
Africa and Asia, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Makes sense.
Hey, Kwame from 212. What up, baby?
Yes, sir.
Yo. Kwame from 212.
You got the tickets. Yes, you're going to go see Fabio. Fabio Foreign Live Fabio at the Foreign. Brooklyn. Paramount.
Wow, teach me how to drill, Fabi.
Yeah. Teach me how to drill. Yo, that record's fire, bro. We never really supported it. I wanted to have a little Mabu talk on the radio, but we never got around to it. I had more important things to do, like, you know, talk about my child and have my child get here. But I did want to talk about that one day. We never got to it. You're not into it, huh, Roseburg? Mabu.
I don't really know Mabu.
What? You're not up on the Upper West Side's latest hot kid, white rapper?
Oh, the kid Mabu. Yeah. No, I don't know his records. I know who he is.
Nah, he got some fire. Yo, on this commercial break right here, go look up Teach Me How to Drill. Slip it, kid. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what up?
Oh, man, a lot of talk, guys, about this Wendy Williams documentary that came out. And she actually released a statement about it. A lot of just mixed feelings. And we'll talk about it coming up in the Flashing Lights Report.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYH Justice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Flashing lights time, Laura
Stiles. Yes, so Wendy Williams is speaking out on her recent health diagnosis. You know, she basically just put out like a general statement how she's grateful for the love and support she's been getting, but she doesn't really, you know, address the elephant in the room. The Lifetime documentary came out, and, you know, there was a lot of conversation over, you know, choices with the family and money being spent. But she definitely says, quote, "I want to say that I have immense gratitude for the love and kind words I've received after sharing my diagnosis of aphasia and dementia. Let me say, wow, your response is overwhelming." So she just goes on to say how the messages shared with her have touched her, but... You know,
listen, I'm happy she's getting positive feedback at a time where she needs it, positivity. Yeah. But the chaos around her family, her life, and obviously the health ramifications of that, you know, I guess that level of alcohol she was drinking. Because that's what they say, right? They say her brain damage is a lot of this, and dementia is tied to alcohol.
Of course, yeah. In this case, this is very much it, you know. And it shows in the... I saw part of the doc, and it does show her struggling with alcoholism and, you know, experts...
How far back does the doc go?
I mean, it kind of jumps around, but, I mean, I only saw a piece, though, Rosenberg. So...
Man.
Yeah, but it's really sad, man. It's, you know, like we talked about it before, Rosenberg. It's just sad to see, you know, and right now it's just like... her son, you know, her family wanting to keep her in Florida, wanting her to recover fully, and legal issues forcing her to come back to New York, and people who want to take care of her versus people who are just kind of like want the business side of it. They just want to take her money.
Yo, what we know today as Shade Room, Baller Alert, blogs, gossip, tell-alls. It's Wendy Williams. Y'all know that.
Yeah. Yeah. They show a lot of footage of her, you know, starting her radio career. That part you'll enjoy, Rosenberg, where you see old footage of her. And they interview a couple people in the radio industry, like old program directors and how, you know, and she talks about wanting to be in the spotlight and wanted to come out different. And that's how she started.
Mr. No, she was, she, the what we know today is gossip and exposing people. You know, we got to expose the celebs, like that whole energy, like we going to expose them. You know, that's Wendy, man. And you know, and I can't, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and I'll probably say it again and again. And, you know, you can't exist in that level of toxicity and negativity. I've never seen anybody come out healthy on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, and not just with gossip and all of that, but even like, you know, people who are constantly in strip clubs, people who are constantly, you know, drinking every night and in studios, smoking blunts and getting high, trying to make records and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It takes a toll on you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, she's only 59.
Yeah.
You know, this life, man. People who try to make this media, I want to be a media maven, you know. I want to spend day and night exposing and running around trying to find out who's sleeping with who and who's hiding what. And bruh, you got to chill, man. You got to have some balance in your life. Facts.
Yeah. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7:02. Today's a high of 53 degrees and alternate side parking is in effect. Some good news, guys. A lot of closer to 60 and possibly 60 degrees this week.
Well, look, man, it's still February in the Northeast. I wouldn't get too hyped.
No, but still, I'll take a 60.
No, yeah, no, celebrate. But it's rain today, 75% chance, right?
Yeah.
Later on this evening, but sun during the afternoon, so I got to push Selassie in front of the window so she can get some sun, her pediatrician said. Help her liver push some more bilirubin out of her liver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? See, bro, Laura Rosenberg, you know what I mean? Big priorities, big newborn talk. I don't know. If you're not into newborn talk, do you guys think I'm dragging the program down because I don't have anything going on?
Nah.
I mean, you don't. No, we don't have to do every bit of like breast pump assembly talk.
Yet. Yo, listen, man. Breast pump sterilization and assembly, you got to talk about it.
I don't know. Yeah.
Plus, congratulations, you played yourself coming up. Y'all keep it locked.
Yes! WQHT FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Yo, this is like when radio shows, the audience probably ain't been paying attention to this long enough, but you ever notice like when radio hosts get mad religious and then all they want to talk about is like religion every day? Y'all ever seen that happen to a radio show?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's the thing.
and then their ratings drop, because people be like, yo fam, I a little religion's cool, but I ain't turning into you to hear you preaching. That's what's happened to me with this breast pump talk today. That's all I want to talk about. Griff came in talking about his wife who's due in a couple of weeks. He got her the new LV breast pump. I'm like, yo, you better put some time into learning that joint. How to test the suction mechanisms.
Oh, Lord.
But you're just you really think this troll is funny. You're enjoying this for literally an audience of one. I've never seen more silence when it comes up. Like, Laura's out. Everyone just goes,
That's because she ain't never had the LV breast pump before. So don't know.
I didn't, but...
She brought it up with the...
whatever works for you, man.
Yeah, brought it up with Laura Never Loses.
So people grossed out by talking about breast pumps.
Honestly, I don't think it's even grossed out. I just think it's like, there's nothing to... No one knows what to say.
Well, that's because they're not skilled like me. You know what I'm saying? Hit them with the button. They better get their breast pump game up.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big wheelie talk, how you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't know why there's all this vitriol about the topic. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was a pleasant topic.
I don't. What vitriol? All silence is not vitriol.
No, that's definitely not vitriol. You're yelling at me. I feel like you're yelling at me.
Well, you like to do this thing where you like you won't stop until we lose listeners. Like you're like, my goal is let's have no one listen to the show. So you
Wait,
know it makes
what
people.
Saying? You saying this ain't what was hot in the streets?
It's not only that it's not what's hot in the streets. There's nothing interesting about it at all. Like it's not like yo, if you want to bring pictures, that get the perverts excited. Yo, now we'll have something.
Did you know? Because I didn't know they made breast pumps that you just pop into your bra and walk around with that are rechargeable. Did you know this?
Yes. I did not.
See?
Yes.
But that doesn't mean it's a good topic.
Hot out here. Hot take.
Yo, give me bro the button. No, but
congratulations. Like, you played yourself.
Yo, man, that's saving moms. Yo, that's saving moms' lives out here, baby. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be stuck to a cord plugged into the wall. You can just slide it right into your bra and just walk around.
Yeah. I mean, that's technology for you, man.
Great thing, Ebro. It's a great thing.
Listen, Laura, I'm surprised that you hit Laura with the button. She's
congratulations.
Yo, I can't even believe we don't even have this company as an endorser.
I'm not.
As an advertiser.
I didn't have a child.
It's not. I don't know if it really fits.
Come on, man. We endorse products we don't use. Get up on your game, man. Come on, man.
True. So why don't you? But by the way, why don't you be the face of it, the voice of this breast pump? Imagine your face on the box.
That'll definitely make people want to buy it, right?
Look at that.
My big hairy
face. As endorsed by.
Smiling
Ebro.
On the box. Saying, hey.
Come on.
Yo, but I do think there might be a market here for breast pump companies to talk to the dads. You know what I'm saying? Because it gives dads a way to do something. You can actually feel useful. Cleaning the breast pump.
Oh, Ebro thinks. Yeah, oh, Ebro thinks that most men want to care about feeling useful. Please hit him with the button.
Congratulations.
This is what we need to talk about. Dads need to want to feel useful in the newborn process of acclimating the newborn, getting the schedule together, breastfeeding, you know what I'm saying? Understanding lactation.
That sounds like a rare breed.
Yeah, it's not common.
What's
what you're saying?
You? What's wrong I'm with saying. You men in 2024?
That's right.
This is what, you know what I'm saying?
No, there's plenty of men who are very, you know, who are there and do whatever they can to help.
But Laura, don't admit, if dudes knew, look, you're on breast pump duty. You know what I'm saying? We need this thing sterilized. We need it ready to go and set up when mom needs it. Dudes would have something to do.
But they already, their thing, aren't there other things to do?
Partners are, it's an automatic thing for good partners. Like, I didn't really have to tell my partner. He just did it.
Well, I mean, but you have a rare breed. You have a rare breed.
Like, so how does this work? He's like, let's figure it out. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that is a man. If men have a role, it's, hey, we're opening a box to technology.
That's right.
You got to figure it out and make it go.
But you know how many people are listening right now that their men didn't do that?
Yeah. But you're focused only on the breast pump because it amuses you. But, like, there are men out here who every day, their whole life is nothing but cleaning bottles and nipples all day long. That's regular.
Shout to those guys. But there's, you know.
But it doesn't amuse you as much because it's not about you can't shout at a breast
pump. That's regular, though. It don't involve a breast pump.
But, no, you know what makes Ebro different? Ebro, this is what makes Ebro unique. He, if it were up to him, Laura, let's be honest. Just me and you talking. If they said Ebro has the option to carry and deliver the baby himself.
Oh, I might do it.
Like the episode of The Cosby Show when he delivers the hoagie and the 2 liter. Ebro would do it. Like he's that into it. So
I find it very amazing, man. It's you know how amazing it is?
It's pretty wild, man.
It is wild.
It's amazing. Laura, what you got today? It's amazing. It's beautiful. Laura, what you got today?
For some laughs, you know, I know you guys saw A-Rod trending over the weekend. So there
sure
was
did.
Some pictures and some videos, you know, that were up where A-Rod has a very, very, very dark tan. So people were a bit confused, and they started cracking jokes and calling him Reverse Sammy Sosa.
Yo, the Reverse Sammy Sosa is hilarious.
Oh, my God. So when I looked at the photo, I was like, oh, because yes, you know what I mean? It looked a bit orange to me, but, you know, I've seen different pictures. Like, on my computer, it looks different than my phone. So, you know, but he had to come out and remind everybody, like, hey, guys, everybody calm down. It's just a tan. I am Dominican. And he says, I fell asleep outside in the sun, and this is why I'm so tan.
Well, it's how the fact that it's such a stark contrast from what he's looked like super recently, it right. made it look like he was doing blackface. So right. people saw it and were like, yo, why are you going full Amos and Andy at this basketball game right now? That was what I think triggered people to make the joke. Then the reverse Sammy Sosa became the whole thing.
Well, and, because Sammy Sosa is out here bleaching his skin because he's actually a dark-complected Dominican person.
Right.
And A-Rod is out here living life, enjoying the sun. Sammy Sosa must not go outside. And let's be honest, how much work was A-Rod doing to stay as light as he was if this is how dark is he gets? Because there's people and cultures.
White.
No, but he definitely played a sport where he was outside 9 months a year.
He's probably slathering that SPF.
Well, and you're also wearing a hat in that.
Yeah. And
it's different. That fall asleep in the sun.
No, the fall asleep in the sun is different.
The fall asleep in the sun is real.
But you know, I just wanted to focus on Dominican people who don't want to be dark skinned because they want to stay close to being as light as possible.
Do you want to open up our dark-skinned Dominican desk? We have a desk here.
Yeah, we do. Talk to him, Cass One.
And we have a Dominican.
And a dark-complected Dominican.
Yes. Anyway, it was funny, but he decided to give everybody the button, like reminding everybody that he's Dominican, and all he did was fall asleep. So it was just funny. The jokes were funny, and I thought it was really amusing.
Rosemary, what you got on your list today?
Well, listen, we are going to... I don't know that I realized... heading into this election season, that there was going to be this much conversation about Trump and black voters. It, you know, something we talked about on the show, we've heard from these sort of semi-fake MAGA maniacs who call us up half laughing, half saying, nah, I'm Trump all day, blah, blah. But like you can tell, the conversation we've had on the show many times is how, you know, the black population of a lot of swing states is what decided this election. Donald Trump obviously knows that. He's going to make a play for it. And in a way that only Donald Trump can, he attempted to appeal to those people over the weekend.
Is that what he did? This was at the Black Conservative Federation or something. What is this thing?
This was in South Carolina because the primary was Saturday. He won by 20 points. Why don't you play the audio of Donald Trump attempting to, I don't know what the hell he's attempting to do.
Then I got indicted a second time and a third time and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like me, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against. It's been pretty amazing.
Yeah. What? Yeah, no, he said what he said. He said it loud, too. The black people like me because I've been indicted. That's basically what he's saying.
There's more, too. They love the mugshot. They love the mugshot. You've seen the mugshot. They love the mugshot. Said that.
All that was multiple... moving on the internet, though, bro. Like, he's not saying something that hasn't been said before. He's spitting facts. All of these things got said upon the internet.
He also, multiple times, Laura, I heard him use the phrase, the black people, which just sounds nuts. I mean, can we just, the whole thing is so crazy. And did you see the other one he broke where he's like, oh, the lights are bright in here.
Yeah, that was at the Black Conservative Federation. He was like, I can only see the black people.
That one's even worse. That one, he said, I can only see the black ones. That sounded even crazier.
It sounds insane.
Now people are okay with it, though. People are okay with it. So who's the congrats for? Us for thinking people would be deterred or him for saying it? Because, by the way, we have a drop of him going, look at my African. He did this. Look at my African. A possession. An accessory. Look at my African American right there.
So, wait, what are our options? So, it's us for thinking it'll be better.
Us for thinking that his the way he articulates things and the way he's talking about black voters would deter them in some way.
Okay.
Or these black folks who support him. Who's this for?
Or him. Man. I'm going to continue to give it to the people who support him. I'm a black and white. I'm going to continue to give it to them. Please, hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, yeah. You played yourself.
Well, I'm going to give it to Nikki Haley. How are you losing your own state?
By a lot.
By a lot. 20 points? Nikki Haley, it was in South Carolina. You're the governor. You're the governor of the state, ma'am.
She got jacked up in her own state. This thing is over. The Koch brothers said they're pulling their money from Nikki Haley.
That's right.
It's over.
That's big money, too, which tells you that big money inside the Republican Party don't even want to support Donald Trump like that.
So if any of you thought we were somehow going to avoid a Donald Trump election again, we are back.
I like it.
One more time. Run it back.
Run it back, man. I want to see it. I want to see what happens this time.
He wants to see it.
We're a disaster.
Listen, when I wanted to see January 6th, boy, we got you some entertainment, didn't we?
You said, I want to see it, and you saw it. I don't know if I want to see this again.
I want to see it. Look, coming up, we got 97 minutes of commercial-free music. We got DJ John pulling up with prizes. We got Cast One right now. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, and it's Monday, and the sun is going to shine. Good morning, everybody.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Yo, we do got to spend some time on this. I know we didn't play the audio earlier. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. We're here. That's Cast 197 Minutes commercial free. I grabbed this from MSNBC's IG. Shout out to Jonathan Capehart. I like his show on Sunday, but here we go. Watch.
Hang on. Actually said this. These lights are so bright in my eyes that I can't see too many people out there. But I can only see the black ones. I can't see any white ones. You see? That's how far I've come. That's how far I've come. That's a long way, isn't it? The mugshot. We've all seen the mugshot. And you know who embraced it more than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible. You see black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts and they sell them for $19 a piece. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the Republican candidate. His name is Donald Trump. You might have heard of him.
People cheering and clapping.
Yes. Laura, that was at the Black Conservative Foundation gathering or something. They're into it.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Now, you can have that, or you can have the guy go that said that you're not black if you vote for that. But because that guy's white, he shouldn't have said that.
I mean, are people still holding on to that? I mean,
are they? Are they?
People really? People are still mad about that?
Are they?
Oh,
that and the fact that Biden back in the day said that busing, integrating schools and busing kids into other schools was going to create a racial jungle. The jungle thing didn't set well with people.
But that's a real thing. I mean, that's a real political thing to hold resentment for.
Well,
I don't know if.
Well, what Biden asserting that white people wouldn't be, and white children wouldn't, and white families and mothers and fathers wouldn't be happy, and it would create some sort of racial turmoil in school. I don't know if you know, but right here in New York City, what is considered the melting pot, we have the most segregated school system in America.
Oh, yeah. No, and his thought that. And his thought that white people wouldn't like that was not incorrect.
But the fact that he used the word jungle to articulate that and didn't want to help support this plan is definitely held against him, and I get it. But, and by the way, when was that?
That was mid-70s?
Mid-70s.
Something like that?
Yeah. Anyways, he wrote Lauren Rosenberg. You currently live in New York State, Pennsylvania, maybe Oregon. Now, we have listeners in Texas, so they're dealing with some things down there. Like the kid who can't go to school because he's got locks. Y'all heard about this one?
This kid,
it's been all over the news. Young man down in Texas, they've been making him sit in another classroom because of his hairstyle. And the Supreme Court down in Texas has ruled that the school is not breaking what is known as the Crown Act, where you can't discriminate because of somebody's hairstyle, even though they're discriminating because of his hairstyle.
His hairstyle. Mm.
But maybe they have a written dress code. Now, he doesn't even wear his hair down. His hair is tied up.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah.
Is it a public school, Ebro?
I don't know if it's a public school. Mm. I don't know. But that's where we are today, guys. We're still there. In a racial jungle. Whether you like it or not. Call right now, 800-223-9797. Let's bring in DJ John. He's got some tickets.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
John, what's happening, baby?
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm just cooling, man. What you bringing to people today?
Oh, we got some nice tickets for you guys. Listen, tickets to see Sean Paul May 9th at the Brooklyn Paramount. Tickets on sale now, made hot by Live Nation. Our friend, Sean Paul.
Yo, DJ John, what's your breast pump cleaning and assembly game like? Sterilization, listen, what type, man, of time you on, baby?
Just give me the manual and the instructions and...
step your game up, if you know what I mean? So you could be like me.
You know what I'm saying? Breast pumping.
I was trying to get Rosenberg right earlier on the show, but you didn't want to hear about it.
I didn't say that. Well, first of all, you weren't trying to get me right. You were just...
trying to tighten you up out here.
I mean, I'll let you know when I'm ready, when I need the info.
Right.
It's kind of like a specific thing.
It's all about preparedness, Rosenberg. You got to prepare. You got to be ahead of the game.
I mean, didn't you just open the box and read the instructions?
Nah, it's more than that. You got to open the box. You got to read the instructions. And if the suction's not right on this particular one, you got to know how to test the suction. They don't tell you that in the manual. You got to go check a YouTube video.
Oh, plus a YouTube video?
Plus a YouTube,
oh, man,
video. And, but that might happen when it's most needed. Mom might be gorging, like in pain. She may need that pump. Baby might be asleep. You may not want. It's all happening so fast. You got to be
nimble.
You
got to
be quick.
Right. Yeah.
Is there an app with this?
It might be. I don't know.
You can have backups, too. Handheld.
Oh, that's rich people talk.
Yeah.
No, got backup pumps. More than one pump. Crazy, Laura. You was living life.
Than what you're describing. The average person probably can't afford that, Ebro.
True.
Oh, damn.
You have to. Yeah.
How about this quagmire around these parts? Jazz probably wouldn't even be able to use the handheld because guess what pregnancy gave her?
Hmm.
What? Carpal tunnel in both hands.
What? That happens?
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Crazy. Right. Alex is on the line.
Damn.
He wants to stump DJ John with a question. Hopefully he's prepared. Alex. Alex? Oh, it's going to be one of those. Alex, good morning. How you doing?
He's there.
No, I hear him, John. I hear him. Yeah. But I don't. At the same time. I
mean, hello.
Right.
Alex, there you go. Are you ready for action or not?
Welcome.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex. There it is. We're connected now. Alex.
I'm a C with a deep voice because I'm from Brooklyn, but good morning.
No, your voice ain't deep. I just assume Alex, you know, the name Alex, usually associated with, you know.
Alex?
An Alex.
Yeah.
But you're an Alex.
I'm Alexandria. Yeah.
That is. Alex, your question to stump DJ John.
Talk to me.
Yes. DJ John, what is Joe Biden's birthday? Since we always talk about how old he is.
Joey B.
I was not on today's sheet. All right.
He don't know. Just say you don't know and move on, buddy.
January 6th. Oh, no.
January 6th? Oh, I love that as an answer.
My bad.
Joe Biden's birthday was when they...
Goodbye, John.
Yo, that's what they was going. John, that's what they was doing. They was celebrating his birthday, January 6th. They was storming there to give him muffins and
cupcakes.
Yeah.
Yo,
they was going to sing happy birthday and wipe doo-doo on the walls.
Oh my god.
Yo, Alex,
November 20th.
November 20th.
Yes, November 20th, 1942. Yes.
Yo, thank you, Alex. Thank you so much. You're getting these tickets. Which tickets, John?
Sean Paul.
Sean Paul.
Dutch. Yes, thank you.
Sean Paul, tickets are yours.
We listen to you every day. Me and my kids on the way to school. So.
Hi, kids. What are their names?
Hi. Isaiah, Zafir, and Jalil. They're here with me. Say hi.
Hey.
Who's the oldest?
Zafir. He's 16.
Does he babysit, though?
He does, here and there. Yes,
all right, Justin. You better,
I'm
man.
I set up my husband.
What's his name?
He's in
Cedarboro,
but his name is Tone.
Alex Tone and the family. We love the families calling. We appreciate y'all for supporting the program. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Thanks.
All right. Y'all have a great day. Hang on. We got some tickets so you and Tone could go out on a date and flashing lights with Laura Styles. What you working on?
My God, a lot of fights happening. Coming up in the Flash and Lights report, Busta Rhymes seemingly got into an altercation in a club, and then I'm seeing Cam Newton getting jumped.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think Cam Newton did the jumping, actually, from what I saw.
We'll talk about it. Coming up, Flash and Lights.
Cash One. Yo, shout out to Tony Guns. He said, I'm a father, and I can't do the breast pump talk all morning, big dog. You're killing us right now.
Yo, thanks for keeping it a $1.50, man. Yes. It needed to be said.
Yo, coming up after 8, we're going to run through sterilization of the breast pump.
No, we're not.
That's some stupidity, too. Yo, people are really giving rave reviews to Kelly Rowland's performance in this Tyler Perry flick on Netflix called Mea Culpa. Mm. Rave reviews, this game. I was about to watch it with the wife this weekend. We never got to it. I'm waiting also this week. I don't know if y'all remember back in the day, if you were old, hey, you remember the show, the TV show Shogun back in the day?
No.
Nah. You don't remember Shogun. Well, anyway, they brought it back. It's on Hulu or FX or whatever. It looks like an epic production.
Mm.
Oh, okay. I've been watching Vince Staples show.
Vince Staples. Yo, shout out to me. I watched all the Vince Staples show. I laughed a lot. It was good.
I still have the last episode to watch.
I liked the whole bank robbery scenario.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, man. Really shouts to Vince. It's a fun show, man.
It's an easy watch, too. Something you could throw on. Let's go. Flashing Lights. Laura Styles. Let's get into it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights,
lights. Ready for the flashing lights, and Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So there's a video that leaked on the Shade Room, and it shows Busta Rhymes getting into an argument slash fight with a rapper named Nizzle Man.
Who?
What?
Nizzle Man.
Yeah, and I'm mad at Complex that they wrote, Busta Rhymes gets in a fight with fellow rapper Nizzle Man. Nah, man.
Hold up now. Remember, everybody at Complex got fired. So we're going to see things from Complex.
No, we don't know.
We don't know if it's actually people in the culture writing these things anymore. Because they done fired everybody. Didn't Complex get bought by some...
Yes.
Network.
Some
by network.
I don't know who they got bought by, so we don't know who's supposed to.
It's definitely not. It's not random. No, it's network. It's Jamie Ivy, and they have a lot of money. They're big.
Oh, they're big. Oh, network is the name of the network.
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know nothing about this.
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know if it's the same people or not. The point is, regardless, it's not just Complex. Everyone loves to just loosely throw out the word rapper when these things happen.
What's the rapper's name?
Nizzle Man.
Let me look him up.
Yeah. Ebro. Keep going, Laura. I'm sorry. We'll deal with that later. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, it's not what you want. You can see him, you know, getting in his face, and then he tripped and was pushed down the stairs. So it's just not. When I look at this, I was like, oh, my God, this just looks like a bunch of lawsuits that are going to come out of this.
Now, Nizzle Man probably trying to get his streams up. His most recent release was February 23rd. It was a record called Bambi.
Okay.
Nizzle
but
Man.
Speaking of fights, did you guys see the video of Cam Newton getting to a fight at a Georgia youth football camp?
I want to see. No. I need a video that shows how that finished. I was into it.
Bro, I don't understand. I'm trying to figure out what happened because everyone's just saying, look, the fight did happen. They're saying that he got jumped, but he, yo, bro, you do not want to try to jump Cam Newton because he was throwing hands and feet with all these people trying to come at him.
People think but because you're a retired athlete
who or what?
Yeah, people think because you're a retired athlete that you're washed, and that may be true sometimes. But in the case of Cam Newton, I think he's like a very healthy, like could potentially, like if he wanted to, set his mind to it, could definitely make a bid to get back in the NFL if he wanted to. Probably wouldn't get picked up, but still, he's healthy.
Oh, no. I mean, listen, if you saw this man outside just working out, you go, who is that athlete, that young, in shape man? That's what you think.
Of course.
I don't know who would think they should swing on it.
They look like they got jumped by Cam Newton. If you watch the video, they looked under assault. All five of them, or however many it was.
Does anybody have any idea what happened yet? We just know he was knocking people out.
He was throwing people. He had one dude in the headlock while he was stiff-arming another dude. Some dude tried to cheap shot him and didn't even faze him. All the while, you know, Cam wears these hats now. I don't know how to describe them. But they're like
Mad Hatter. Yes, that's the perfect way to describe it.
I guess, yeah.
Interesting.
And nonetheless, his hat didn't even come on.
Cam is like 6'5", 250, bro.
Yes.
What are we talking about? Like, this is not an easy movement. It's not an easy move.
I don't know what people were thinking. It's a crazy, crazy thing.
But I'm sure we'll find out.
Flashing Lights report.
Cam's got a podcast. I'm sure he's going right to that podcast because the tune-in is going to be great on that. He'll tell the story.
Do you guys think I have some sort of, like, weird phobia? That I get really annoyed with people who feel the need to like wear a particular item as a gimmick, like a really noticeable, visible, like costume, gimmick.
A costume.
I hate it. Like Cam's already a handsome 6'5 man who's noticeable. Do you need to have the look? It's Cam Newton hat.
He's fat. It's fashion though, Rose. He's fashion.
Nah. It was like my man who used to come up here. Laura, remember the guy who used to come up here who loved Ebro and had no
my
use
man,
for us?
Ebro, man.
And D-Ray McKesson always had to wear the Patagonia vest. Like, why do people need to wear a costume?
Because the Patagonia vest made him recognizable. That's the homie, man. He was doing some great work out here in the world. Man.
He was. I just don't.
Is probably.
But by the way, he needed the uniform more than Cam, right?
Because
like, D-Ray was a small guy trying to make it. You know, I can understand a bit more.
However, Ernie on TNT with Chuck and Shaq and all them, he wears a uniform and got the bow tie.
I hate the bow. It's the worst thing about Ernie. So you don't need it. You're better than
Ernie. We love Ernie,
but you're better than the bow tie, bro. He's better than that.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
I just want to say I was vetoed on by the audience and by members currently working on covering breast pump sterilization and assembly after 8 and taking your phone calls to see if you guys needed any help or had any advice. You know what I'm saying? I tried, man. I tried to bring the hot topic to the show because that's what's going on in my life right now.
Yeah, it didn't feel like that. Yeah,
didn't feel like that was it. So instead, Laura wants to talk about somebody on TikTok who married someone who was the worst type of liar.
A pathological liar. So, like, if you, I believe her name is Risa Tisa. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. But she gained, like, millions of followers on TikTok because she posted this, I believe it's 50 parts now.
Oh, this is going to be a movie. She's going to roll this out into a book or a movie.
Yes, for sure, Ebro. Basically explaining, it's called Who the F Did I Marry? But explaining how she met her husband and how deep his lives went. And it's so crazy. It's been on ABC News. It's been all over the place because people can't believe it. And each of her video gets millions and millions of views. But let me tell you, I started last night. I'm invested. I'm on part 17.
Wow. I'm feeling like this is a work, but I'm into it as long as y'all are entertained. I think the real thing right now is taking your phone calls. 800-223-9797. If you can create a nice, tight, itemized list of the lies, you know what I'm saying? We don't need the full story because these stories could get long.
If
you have a liar in your midst, I mean pathological. I mean, how far did these lies go, Laura?
I mean, Ebro, she was explaining about his fake family. Would get up every morning and call someone. Every morning, a fake family members to the point.
But wait, this lady married somebody and never actually met his family before?
She met some of them. She met some of them and FaceTimed with some of them. So that's why she thought, why would I think it's fake? It's crazy. Listen, I'm on part 17, fam. But it's deep. Mm. The lengths that this man went to lie about everything was how? I understand. I understand how you were you're calling your brother every day. I've gone on the phone with him. I FaceTime. I've met your sister in person. I've met your other brother in person. So the whole thing is wild.
So wait, the other family members, I guess you don't know yet because you haven't watched the whole thing.
You're in.
Because I got questions.
All right, already?
Yeah. The other family members are real, but he's calling a fake person every day? So this person needs a mental health eval.
Allegedly real, Ebro. But that's how far he was going with the lie. That's why her, as a victim, she was like, yo, who does that?
My first experience, Laura, with lying of that level, I've never dealt with it in a relationship. So there's levels to this. To be doing it in a marriage, a relationship with someone you're close with is a different level. But I do remember, I've told you guys this, I think, before. Mm. When I first got into radio, though, and I was in a small market, I did meet one of these callers who catfished me. And she definitely had a whole made-up life and went through extreme levels to continue the catfish. It lasted for a few weeks before I was like, what is going on here? Well, and it made me realize people are really, they're really out of their minds. They'll say whatever.
Right. Well, that's like Demonte Tao. Am I saying his name right?
Yeah.
The Notre Dame football player who really got catfished crazy and was dating somebody he'd never met before.
For years. He went through loss. He went through death. He went through all kinds of things with this person.
But Ebro, he didn't meet this person. This woman actually married somebody.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying. But I also want to hit her with the button. I don't know. It just feels wild.
Congratulations.
So there's the Rachel Dolezal level, right? Where she actually hired a man to be her dad so she could verify her blackness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And currently, she's living under a new name, which I think is a Nigerian name, by the way, and just got fired as a teacher for having an OnlyFans. That's your Rachel Dolezal update. But back to the mental health eval and the lying part and fabricating entire lives. People do go far, but the first thing you have to think is yo. And I guess you're saying it with this lady with the 70-part. How long is it? 70-part TikTok?
50 pieces.
Yeah. The 112-part TikTok is that she actually saw red flags and ignored them because she wanted to be married so bad.
Yes, yes. And she does talk about that, too.
Let's go to Anonymous on line one. Good morning, Anonymous. How are you?
Hey, good morning. What's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing? So you got conned, too, by a con artist.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my ex-husband was a con artist.
Tell us why.
Sometimes you just don't see things clearly until the fog kind of clears and you're already out of it emotionally. But I have too many stories to keep you on the phone, but I'll tell you one of the last things. He conned me, I guess, from some money. We were already filed for divorce, and he called me hysterically crying, letting me know that his nephew, who I never met his family because he told me he was orphaned, his mother gave him up and blah, blah, blah. But he had a best friend, and he said that the nephew was dying of cancer and sent me a picture of the boy with tubes in him and everything, and he needed money. And I was like, oh my God, how could I not do that? So I send the money. And then the calls never stopped. And after that, he needed more money for more things like oxygen tanks. Then after that, the kid died, and then he needed money for the funeral. So this is like a four.
So wait, Anonymous, Anonymous, yeah. You was doing all this after a divorce?
Yeah, because I still
hit
like
the
my,
button.
Yeah,
hit the button.
All right,
hit the button.
Look,
Go ahead. I don't agree with that. Keep going.
I couldn't live with myself. I couldn't live with myself if like a kid like died.
I hear you.
Okay. So after all these stupid stories, I then decided to Google image because then the kid died. Then he needed money for, you know, I said no. I had to stop it after a couple of days. I Google imaged the photo and it wound up being an old news story. From some
wow.
kid with the flu in Missouri, and he made up the hospital. Like, so that's when we were divorced. So could you imagine when we were married?
Yo, so wait a minute. Oh, you married someone that told you that there was an orphan, didn't have a family, right?
Yeah, he told me that his mother gave him up. His mother was alive, but his mom gave him up. His grandma died. His grandfather died.
So let me ask you, was all that a lie?
I'm almost positive it was a lie. Like, right now he's lying to other people saying he's on a army mission here.
Your man is cuckoo. Your man is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I didn't realize it until it was too late.
Nah, your man is cuckoo. He need a mental health eval. He need to get checked out. Anonymous, we appreciate you sharing, man. Stay away from that. You know what I mean? Stay out of that.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Have a great day. Let's go to Gabriel online, too. So we're taking calls from people. Who's the craziest liar in your life right now? This is based on Laura Stiles. And I guess you said this is trending, right, Laura? The whole TikTok
it's
with the woman who did 200 different TikToks?
It's big.
You know the last time we got duped in one of these stories, I don't know if we got duped, but wasn't it
that Cheesecake?
Nah, I remember the lady who wrote the movie, and it was on Twitter, and she had the whole thing where she was like,
oh, yeah, facts.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if we got duped, per se. That might have been her life, but anyway, it turned into a movie. It's not Zoe.
Good movie, though.
You know
what I'm talking about, though.
The movie ended up being good, yeah.
Man, the movie ended up being good. It was great on Twitter. I think this is one of those.
I mean, let's see.
And it might be based on facts. Mm. We don't know. Gabriel online, too.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Gabriel, you got a co-worker who's a liar. What are they lying about? Run down the items.
So, basically, I got hired to work for FedEx, and they have, like, individual contractors, individual routes.
Right.
So, the driver, he got paid, and every time it was time to collect my money on Fridays, he would be like, "Okay,
good for you. Bravo."
Regardless of them telling me, oh, you know, we'll pay you next week. But at the end of the day, he was getting the money from the boss, but saying that none of it was getting paid. So he was basically stealing all our money.
Listen, and then, I got news for you. Anybody hear my voice right now, you show up to a job and they tell you you're going to get paid every 2 weeks. They don't pay you the first two and they don't pay you the second two. Guess what? Stop showing up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So what did you do, Gabriel?
Expeditiously.
So he was even... Me and my brother were both working for the same route, same owner. And we were in college at the time, and we were interested in getting a car. He even came in with fake pictures of a car saying, look, this is my boy. He's selling this car. It's $3,000. I could get you the car. Like, making up lies, trying to get us, like, to be invested, whatever. So at the end of the day, the route owner didn't want to pay me because she's saying, oh, I gave him the money. You need to go after him to get your money. And I was like, no, that's not how it works. You're the owner of the route. You got to pay me my money. I don't care what he did.
Gabriel, you got played, son.
Nah, I ain't gonna get my money because I have some friends that are officers, so she got scared.
Oh, good. It's a good shakedown. A good shakedown. There you go. I like it. I like it.
Standing on business.
Shake them down. Stand on business. Thank you, Gabriel. Line 4, Seema is her name. She got an ex-husband here, an ex-boyfriend, and a baby was involved. Seema, run it down. Who was lying?
So, I had an ex-boyfriend who I broke up with because he lies about everything. But then a few years later, he died. He got murdered in Harlem. I go to the funeral. His mother is shocked to see me. I didn't even think she would remember me. She begs me to come back to the house. I go to the house. She pulls me in the hallway and she goes, he told me he had a son by you and you wouldn't allow him to see him. Whoa. And I at that moment, I wish I could have had a baby right there on the spot because I felt so bad for her thinking she still had hope of a grandson. And I had to tell her, I've never had a baby. I don't have a child by your son. And he died letting his mom think that. And while I was watching this 50-part thing with Risa Tisa, I was waiting to find out that it was my ex-husband because he was the same height. His birthday is a day apart from that guy. And the same thing told me that his last girlfriend had he walked in on her cheating with a guy that she said was her best friend. Like, all the same. So, yeah, hopefully I'm not attracting pathological liars anymore.
I mean, it might be you. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror.
I've done some work, so, you know.
Keep working on it. Thank you, Seema, and thank you for sharing your story, too.
Yep.
Yeah, nah.
You saw Risa Tisa.
Yo, listen, man. Sometimes it's us. We got to look at ourselves. If the same thing keep happening, it's not them. It's you. Let's go to another anonymous line 5. Somebody she dated. Hello.
Hey. Hi, Ebro.
Yeah, you're on live with me and Rosenberg and Laura Styles. You said you dated some guy. The guy in the 50-part thing looked like the guy you dated?
No, he didn't look like it. I finally saw that guy's picture, but the person was a pathological liar, and I had never dealt with something like that before. They were living in a room. They said that it was temporary, that they gave up their 3-bedroom apartment to their baby mother. And I was feeling like, oh, my goodness, this is a really good person. Let me help you find a place to live. Sit on an offshore account at all this money in the bank. And, you know, but he didn't want people to know that he had all the money because women used him for his money.
He had no money. He's bro is lying offshore account. Lying. Shut your ass up.
Yo.
It was like the same Risa Tisa. And then when I finally broke up with him, he told me he had a car. He started stalking me like on a bicycle, showing up at the gas station.
Nah.
I have order protection against him right now because he was showing up on a bike.
Nah.
And I was like, this crazy. Then he went on Facebook and he said that he was engaged to be married and he bought this big ring and he cheated on his fiance with me and he needs anyone who knows me to contact me and take pictures down. Like, I was like, I can't believe this. And when I saw her story, I was like, oh my God, like, there are people out here that really have mental health issues. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Undiagnosed, by the way. Undiagnosed mental health issues. And sometimes people, honestly, they be on medication and they be walking around out here. They don't take their medication, go off the deep end on you. You got to be careful.
Yeah, it's crazy. But Laura will get to the end and it is viral. She needs to get an order of protection. She said she didn't. She needs to help.
Man. Yo, the lies is lying. Y'all be careful in these streets.
They're lying. Mm-hmm. Be careful. Thank you.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, the gurus are next. It's wild outside. I often hear from my lady, too, because she has friends that are still in the dating world, how hard it is to date and meet people out here. There's so much chaotic craziness going on. And I guess, I mean, I'd have to assume it's always been out here, but I think because of the apps.
Yeah, you can become someone you're not.
Yeah.
You can create a whole new life, no new persona. You know what I mean? So
King Lou says it's weird in these dating streets.
Yeah. Weirder than ever now.
Good luck.
97 minutes commercial free. Cast one right now. The Gurus, the Nexus, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Sunshine today.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
So Laura just put me on to this recent teaser, Who the F Did I Marry saga. That's taking the world by storm. It's on the internet. It was TikTok. This woman named Risa Tisa posted it. We thinking it's true, but it might not be. Hopefully she get paid. Whatever's entertaining. Now, explain to me, Laura, now, what's a creator fund? What is this?
So I guess, like, if your videos go viral, you're able to monetize.
Okay.
On TikTok. I'm not heavy on TikTok, so I'm sorry if I'm getting this wrong, but this is the gist of it, I believe. So she...
After 10,000 followers and, like, 100,000 or 100,000 views in the last month, I think you can start monetizing your TikTok. And then there's a creator fund specifically also.
TikTok will be like, yo, you create content for our platform and engagement is up. Thank you. We have a fund and we'll cut you some money.
Yes. Well, she got kicked off. She claims that she got kicked off.
She claims she got kicked off.
Yes, because she out of nowhere got like millions of followers and millions of views. So she went viral like in a matter of a week.
Mm.
So she claims that she got kicked off. So she's not monetizing off of this.
Nah, we got to get Risa Tisa some money,
she's
man.
Like, I just wanted to tell my story, fam. Like, listen, to me, she sounds pretty, she looks and sounds pretty genuine, unless she's a great actress, but, because at times she even, she was like, she closes her eyes like, I can't believe I fell for this. But she's like, yo, these are all, you know, the red flags that I chose to ignore. Wow. And yes, I wanted to be with somebody.
Yo, TikTok, that's come through life. With the paper, man. Don't care how she get kicked off the front, she just getting popping.
Crazy. Let's go
to the gurus now.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Couture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite to shine the light on your darkness.
Oh, by the way, I'm being reminded by a lot of the people who are into the breast pump talk from earlier, you know, sterilization, putting it together, you know, breast pump talk, that you should check with your insurance. You might be able to get a heavy discount or even get a breast pump for free through your health insurance.
You get one for free.
Oh, you do get it for free. Everybody?
Yes, you can ask for help.
Well, probably depends on your insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she said the majority of them do cover it. And if you have, like, there's ways of getting for mothers who are, you know, who can't afford it because they can be very expensive. You can get a hospital grade one for free. You just have to pre-plan. Anyway, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com. I'm going to burn some sage because our guru brother, Shani Couture, is out in an island somewhere. Hopefully getting some healing of some sort.
Oh, he's getting healing of some sort.
Sure.
Remember when he told us, Laura, recently, after his last vacation, Guru Shani was like, I hope I enjoyed it because I'm not going away for a long time. I'm going to be here forever. What was that, Shani?
Y'all like Hancock.
Wow.
Crazy.
What?
I guess that's why he's on vacation. He needed a little bit of that.
Wait, what was the other one, Juanita?
But Mr. Thick.
So he whipped out Mr. Thick?
You guys are foul.
Down on
y'all
the
like
island.
Hancock.
And got that Hancock.
Rosenberg, who is out there in any of the gurus?
Stay Pondcock.
No. Chill, man.
Yo. You have to stay ready, man. You got to stay ready.
Wow.
The guru at Ebro in the morning. At the guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Your destination for clarity. Oh, we got a good one today.
All right.
Dear gurus.
All right.
I'll get right to it. I'm a male in my late 20s and in a new relationship of 3 months.
Break up.
My girlfriend hit me with the L-bomb recently, and I was hesitant to say it back until I finally cracked and said it back.
I love you.
Partially from the awkwardness and guilt of hearing her say it to me so much.
Oh, that's not why you do it, though.
Damn. A part of me does actually love her, but I keep on finding red flags in our relationship.
Oh, that sounds like I have love for you.
Ebro, are you high off this breast pump? Laura, have you ever? He's chiming in after every line. I've never seen this before.
That sounds like I have love for you.
Some flags are more egregious than others, but maybe it's just me. Cass Uno, keep the lighter close.
Oh, it's close.
And let me know when you want to burn it down. First red flag, hygiene.
Oh.
Oh.
My girlfriend had roommates, and her room is always a mess.
Yeah, no.
Every time she fixes it up, by the end of the week, it's right back to being out of control. She blames the lack of space for the lack of motivation to clean, but it still concerns me. She also refuses to cut her nose and arm hair.
Nah, come on.
Oh.
I don't know how to ask her to cut them without being offensive. This doesn't bother me as much as I thought it would, but I do prefer my lady to be clean shaven. Second red flag, she has a best friend who is promiscuous. This friend works in the sex industry, and before we started dating, they would hang out a lot. Since I came into the picture, they haven't hung out as much, but remain close. She admitted to me about the all-girl sex party she attended, where she did...
Yeah, she did.
But she claims she never attended mixed parties. This makes me concerned about her past. Third red flag, family issues with mom and dad.
Yeah, no.
She doesn't have much of any relationship with her mom, but she occasionally visits her father's side of the family, but has issues with her father as well. She's been a huge help to me since I moved into a new apartment recently and even showed me many wifely qualities, including emotional support, cooking, and helping with the apartment setup. Am I being a D-bag, and should I just accept her with all her issues, or should I run for the hills? P.S. If it's not the time to burn it down, my girlfriend's lease is about to expire in a few months.
Uh-oh.
When is the right time to move in?
Uh-oh.
Should I even entertain that thought at all?
No. Well, what? Huh? I mean,
I like this. Should I break up with her or move in with her? That's really what this comes down to, which is a crazy question.
Well, does she knows she's messy. She knows you think, you got to go piece by piece, right, on this.
But there's a difference between being like, let's say somebody is junky and has a lot of stuff, and being clean. Because if you're walking in there and things smell and it's dusty and sticky and it, you know what I mean? Like, that's...
No, there's definitely a difference between mess and filth. Definitely a big difference. But it's the combo here of all of it. But, and the fact to me that when she said, I love you, you sat there like,
like, you're
interesting.
You're cool. Yeah, that's the first thing you got to unpack. Even before you get to the things that are red flags, you got to... If you don't really love this girl and she really loves you and you're not there... Now what if you gotta ask yourself, what if you guys had a great conversation about things she needed to change for you to be, you know, more interested in having a long term relationship with her? And she was really into that.
Yeah,
I don't even feel like going there.
Conversation with her, like, you haven't had that conversation, like, yo, I don't find that attractive. Like, that's not, you know.
You gotta do it now, bro. Do it early in the relationship. Don't.
Because she could be like, this is who I am, and this is what it's going to be.
And I'm not changing my nose hairs.
Rosenberg, how long has it been?
3 months, bro.
Yeah, you talking about moving in? What's the button?
Yo, buddy, I got it. Yo.
Congratulations.
You know what song we need to hear, Cass? You know what song we need? This is Rare. I come from Bed-Stuy. That's what we need to hear right now. It's Lighters Up. This thing's a wrap. You're not that into her. There's a lot. There's too many different things, and you're not even that into her. Sometimes it's not. Nah, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should have an honest conversation and see if things change, but don't move in with her. Don't do it.
Light is up.
Lighters
up. So this was a pop, too.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Boogie and a real life hold down. Don't feel, come take.
take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now.
Hey. You too. That's my country song.
No, that's definitely my country song right there.
Yo, man, I'm so glad I've been putting y'all on the country music on this show. I got a history of putting us on the country music. What you doing? What have you done for country music,
On Whitish Wednesday, I'm a big country guy.
Oh, man, what have you done lately for country music?
You're talking about your Lil Nas X love?
Yeah, you know, I brought Lil Nas X in the game.
You know what? You did bring that topic up. That is, I can't fight that. That's true. But you know I mean? Love this record. My favorite thing about the song, though, is that regardless, it just like changes the whole time.
Oh, right. Yeah, musically, it's phenomenal.
Musically, she just keeps, they keep adding. They add different ad-libs. Then they get to a bridge, but then they go somewhere else. Then it's just a great record, man.
Well, Rosenberg, did you ever listen to Daddy Issues with Beyonce and the Dixie Chicks?
Not. I'm gonna go back and revisit it
because I haven't
listened to it in a minute. That was limited. But was there a video? I don't think it was on when I revisited.
Yes.
And they performed it at the Country Music Awards, and all the country music fans was mad and all that.
Were people
not
actually
all,
mad?
But you know, yes. The idiots.
People were like, "We don't need to see Beyonce here." Yes, yeah. It was. We talked about it on the show.
Well, you know, they don't like the chicks.
Well, that exactly. Didn't. Yeah, that didn't help.
You can't call them Dixie. So, you know, Dixie, that
the chicks.
That antebellum racism, you know what I'm saying? They had to move off that Dixie. You know what I mean?
Did I watch this? Because was Ebro here, Laura, on the day when I said I had news for everybody? Lemonade's really great. Oh, was Ebro there that day?
No.
Oh, yeah, I did watch this. I'll watch this. I absolutely watched this.
With the second line. That's that New Orleans second line, baby.
So fire.
Then they go into the country soon.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but Lemonade is really good.
You mean the, no, it's really the album?
Well, honestly, all. But the album and the videos and the drink are all wonderful.
Lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink.
And I never listened to the Adele album, but Beyonce should have won that one.
I'm going to let you finish.
Even Adele thought that.
Yeah, she seemed to. I mean, listen, I feel bad because I'm a schmuck. I don't feel like listening to the Adele album to really find out. But come on, it can't be better than this. I love this country show.
Beyonce been in this country music streets. Treating her like she brand new. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ebro Lauren Rosenberg. Do you guys want to hear now? Do you want to switch gears and hear now Donald Trump try to defend his assertion that the 2020 election was rigged?
Should we do it inside the flashing lights?
I don't know. Laura, do you want that in flashing lights or do you don't want to contaminate your flashing lights with our shenanigans?
Let's go. Let's just go.
Let's do it. Tone Loc voice. On the flash lights. Now you're ready for the
flashing lights. The rest that's gonna put us on. So before we get into that, Eva, let's just give Beyonce her flowers.
Yes.
She has reached the top of the global Spotify charts for the first time in her career.
Okay, now.
In Texas Hold'em.
That sounds crazy.
Yes, number
the first
one
time Spotify charts is the first time she's been at the top?
Global.
Global.
That's what I'm saying. Global. Even global. Doesn't that sound crazy to y'all?
I don't know.
Dominating the global Spotify charts, Beyonce also became the first black woman with a number one country song in history.
But you know what? Hang on. While I say that sounds crazy, how long has Spotify even had global charts?
That's what I was going to say.
That's the other part.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that long. And right. You know,
she might have put out records before they had global charts.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about genres.
What about
that? Yeah. Well, just that, like... Yeah, I don't know if I think it's crazy or not, because like Beyonce doesn't have tons of pop records. You know, she is different in that regard, right? Like Beyonce is not Rihanna. Like her records are more genre specific. She's incredibly popular, but she does not make records that you play like at a dance party and are just straight up pop records.
Yeah, she ain't trying,
you know,
to
she's
be
a real R&B artist.
Yeah, she ain't trying to be everything to everybody all the time.
No, she's not. So like in some ways it surprises me, in some ways it doesn't. But okay, now I want to hear Donald Trump being clowned.
Now, he was not actually, I mean, it comes off as him being clowned. This is on Fox News. I don't know the man's name he's sitting down with, but it's let's have a listen.
What do you say to that female independent suburban voter who feels that way to win her back?
First of all, I won in 2020 by a lot, okay? Let's get that straight. I won in 2020.
You know that this,
and if you look at all of the tapes, if you look at everything that you want to look at, you take a look at Truth to Vote, where they have people stuffing the ballot boxes on tapes, or let's go to recent. Well, wait a minute. Let's go to recent. FBI Twitter. Let's go to recent. The 51 agents. All corrupt stuff, Brett.
Understand about the Hunter Biden.
No, but that's cheating on the election. But that's cheating on the election.
You lost the 2020 election.
Brett. You take a look at all of the stuffed ballots. You take a look at all of the things, including things like the 51 intelligence agents.
There were recounts in all of the swing states. There was not significant widespread.
We're trying to get recounts, real recounts, not just numbers of votes.
Widespread corruption. There was not a sense of that. There were lawsuits, more than 50 of them, by your lawyers, some in front of judges, judges that you appointed.
Look at Wisconsin.
That came out with Wisconsin.
He can't stop.
Wisconsin has practically admitted it was rigged. Other states are doing the same right now, and it's continuing.
It was a rigged election. Every potential case of voter fraud in six battleground states, and they found fewer than 475 cases.
You know why? Because they didn't look at the right things.
Okay, are you going?
They were counting. They were counting ballots, not the authenticity of the ballot. The ballots were fake ballots. You had this was a very rigged.
Are you going to go? This is how you're going to tell that independent suburban woman voter to vote for you.
We're off to winning an election, and I think we're winning very well. I got a poll just recently.
Winning very well.
I know, and I watched the numbers.
Bro.
Nah.
Yo, cool, Jay.
I give credit. Nah, I give credit where credit is due. He will not back down. He is going to keep. It's been 4 years, guys. It's 4 years.
Yo, but and the illest part is you hired people to investigate this. They investigated it. Found nothing. You're still on it. They didn't look in the right place now. Now they look in the wrong place. Right. But these are.
Anyway, that was awesome.
And now, mind you, that was on Fox News where, remember, they got sued. Fox News got sued for, you know, so now when he said that, that's why bro had to be like, listen, you lost.
No, but you lost, though. But you do have to, you lost. Let's just to be clear, you lost. I just need you to know you lost.
Yo, a whole network got sued trying to run with your lie.
$100 million, something like that?
Yeah, for their constituents, for their fan base, for their listeners, viewers, whatever it's called. They tried to run with your shenanigans, got sued, and now you're back. You're still running with it.
But I won. I won. I won the election. Crazy. Crazy.
Wake up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Wake up.
All right, let's go.
Hot 97.
Hot 97.
This is number one for hip hop.
Number one for hip hop.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.